The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we investigate the expanding role of clinical nurse leaders in healthcare facilities. These nurse leaders are working to implement change and improve patient outcomes in our healthcare system. I got the chance to sit down and chat with our get-to-know nurse this month, Barbara Edwards. Barbara is a clinical nurse leader at St. Lucie Medical Center in Florida. Here's that segment with Barbara. Barbara, I just wanted to take a moment and welcome you, first of all, to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the show.
Great. I'm excited to be a part of it.
I always try to ask the nurses that we have on the show to talk to us a little bit about their background in nursing, why they wanted to become a nurse, and some of the path that they went through that led them to where they are today.
You know, when I thought a lot about why did I become a nurse, and I don't know at any one point. I'm not one of those people who grew up and said, you know, I always wanted to be a nurse. Actually, when I started my education, I was looking towards a couple of other things. And then I was in my early 20s, and my younger sister actually was in a nursing program. And I started talking to her, and she was telling me about some of the experiences she had, some of the opportunities she had to really be able to make a difference for patients and to make a difference for the families that she was caring for. And it made me become interested in nursing. I got a little bit of information. I did start my nursing career in an ADN program, so my first nursing degree was as an associate's degree.
And then what was your progression? Did you start out on a med-surg unit, or were you specializing in other areas first?
I actually started on a general med-surg unit, and from there I went and worked at an orthopedic and neuro unit, and I really enjoyed working in orthopedics. We did a lot of total knee replacements, total hip replacements, and some back surgeries. I did that for about 6 years. At that point, I was looking for ways to continue my education, to continue my growing my nursing knowledge, and there was a position available as a charge nurse on a med-surg unit, and I actually opted to go back to med-surg and take that position as a charge nurse, and I did that for a few years. I did that for a good 5 or 6 years also. And I really was at the point where I wanted to do more. I wanted more education. But I enjoyed taking care of patients. I enjoyed being at the bedside. I enjoyed my role as a charge nurse where I was supporting the nurses and the nursing care that was being provided. So I went ahead and I did go back and I did get a bachelor's degree in nursing. But again, I didn't have that desire for an advanced practice role, because at that time I looked at a lot of advanced practice roles, and not all, but a lot of them as leaving that bedside care, and I really enjoyed that and working with some of the newer nurses. And it happened to be, I suppose it was probably somewhere around 2005, the American Association of Colleges of Nursing had just submitted or just put out a new white paper on a new role in nursing. It is the first new role to be added to nursing since the nurse practitioner, and that was for the clinical nurse leader. And that really got my attention, because a clinical nurse leader is an advanced generalist. So you had to go back to school and get your master's degree in nursing. But what it did is it really focused on the tools that you needed to be able to provide and to oversee professional nursing care that was being provided in a lot of different arenas, not necessarily only in an acute care facility. There's clinical nurse leaders in home health, in the school systems, in clinics and offices, but really to focus on the provision of patient care.
I heard you say earlier that you were struck by your sister's description of how she was helping families. And I think that's important because there's so many ways that we impact the patient beyond just the direct bedside care for their acute problem. But we really are involved in helping them to become healthier in many ways and helping to interact with their families and the rest of their healthcare environment. Why do you think that's so important for nurses to focus on that?
I think that so many times, you know, when you look at the healthcare profession in general and you look at the way we provide healthcare in the United States, we really focus on incident or disease management. So somebody has a problem and we treat that problem. And what I really saw in a lot of the conversations that my sister was having with the families and the patients she was caring for was that she was helping them to see beyond this one incident, helping them to be able to look to the future. How were they going to plan care? How were they going to manage their health beyond just that episode you know, that they were presented with at the moment. And that probably interested me more, was how can I make a difference for them, not just today, but as they go through life and as they progress through, whether it be a disease process or an illness.
So how does your role as a clinical nurse leader take that, you know, that bedside nursing focus and translate it into a leadership role?
The clinical nurse leader is it's a very unique role. Like I said, I started in that role in 2006. I was one of the first practicing clinical nurse leaders in South Florida, and we are all across the United States and growing very rapidly. But as a clinical nurse leader, I am there's actually two of us on my med-surg unit. We're not a part of management, so we don't do finance or budget or scheduling or any of those things. But what we primarily do is we oversee the nursing care being provided to a cohort of patients. And sometimes it's by diagnosis and sometimes it's just by geography. But we really look at nursing from a microsystem approach. And what do we need to be successful on this unit? And a lot of times, you know, there's new initiatives that come out. There's new research that say, you know, this is a best practice. And we know that it takes so long from the time a best practice is identified until it becomes incorporated into the way we do things every day. And what a clinical nurse leader does is really look at being a change agent. What are those best practices? And what are the barriers that get in the way of my staff when they try to implement those best practices, and then help them to work through that? We do a lot of one-on-one education with all of the patients and the families. We don't do discharge planning per se, as in a utilization standpoint. I'm not the person who sets up their home health or their skilled nursing facility, but we do a lot of the conversation with the patient and the family and help them make the decision that's going to be the safest and provide them the highest quality of life.
That just sounds very rewarding, and the fact that you get to impact so many more patients in this role, it must be something that you find very gratifying.
It is. I tell my peers, and, you know, part of what I do as a clinical nurse leader on my unit as well is to promote the role of the professional nurse and to encourage my staff, you know, to go back to school and to continue that education. We have a very strong state college. Indian River State College is a local state college for us. So we get a lot of associate degree nurses from that program. And I really encourage them to go back to school to, you know, what can I do to support you in obtaining that bachelor's degree or that advanced practice degree? Find where it is that you enjoy and then a way to, you know, pursue nursing down that avenue. But I tell them all the time, I have the best job in nursing. I get to do all the fun things. I get to talk to the patients, talk to the families, you know, educate the staff, you know, some of the, look at the quality outcomes, things like that.
It seems like I noticed in some of the information that I looked up about you preparing for this interview that you received an award this year from the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, the Clinical Nurse Leader Vanguard Award for 2013. Congratulations, first of all, on receiving that award. What is it about awards like these? Why is it important for us as nurses to recognize each other formally in these types of awards and these types of situations to encourage us to continue to strive to do better?
You know, I was definitely thank you for the recognition, and I was very humbled by the award, the CNL Vanguard Award. You know, the American Association of College of Nurses works in coordination with the nurse certification with the CNL. And really what they were looking for and what we're hoping to get out of the role in general is some innovation in the way nursing care is provided, looking for those nurses, those CNLs that really advocate for the role of nursing. You know, as we move forward with the Institute of Medicine and our roadmap to the future, I think that there's a lot of opportunity for nurses in this type of role. You know, as a CNL, as a clinical nurse leader, I really focus on helping to coach not only the patients, but to coach my staff in ways of doing things better. And you know, sometimes I get myself in a little bit of trouble because I call it a positive deviance, but I really look for different ways for us to do things that give us a better outcome or that enhance nurse workflow. And I think that's what, when you identify somebody who has those abilities through things like a Vanguard Award, it just gives it a little bit extra, gives you a little extra drive, you know, to know that you are making a difference, that people are watching the work that you're doing, and that it's taking the profession in the right direction.
Barbara, a lot of times we get questions from people, students and other nurses that listen to the show about how they can advance their practice. And I just am curious what your thoughts are about the types of skills that someone should try to develop or the types of events they should put in place in their career path to advance towards becoming a clinical nurse leader.
I would have to say that anyone who's interested in the role of the clinical nurse leader could do a little bit of research. Like I had said, there are clinical nurse leaders in several different areas. We are not just in acute care. There are clinical nurse leaders in the home health area. There's clinical nurse leaders in office, clinic, some of the school systems, some of the public health departments are starting to employ clinical nurse leaders. But really, you need to be somebody who wants to make a difference, somebody who can look at the way you're doing things today and say, I think this would be better if. Definitely someone who is interested in maintaining the professional role of the nurse. And saying that, you know, sometimes you wonder, you know, what does that mean, the professional role of the nurse? But I think that it's important that we always look at nursing as what is our body of knowledge and what is it that we provide for the patient as an independent profession. And it's one of the things that I try and stress with the nurses is, you know, there's a lot of times when, you know, that you're presented with an issue and the first thing you want to do, you know, is call a physician or bring it to somebody else's attention and ask for a solution. And I really encourage the staff here, you know, to go out there and look for the research, you know, who is doing it or who can show us how to do this better and what can we bring rather than go in and identifying a problem, what can we bring to the show and say, we did this research, there's nurses who are doing this, we're interested in, you know, trying something better.
I hear you talking about the way you encourage your staff to go out and find answers for themselves and seek best practices based upon what other nurses are doing in other facilities and other parts of the country. It really seems like what you're doing is a mentoring role. I think that's something that we as nurses need to do more of. What do you see as the role of all nurses to become mentors for new nurses and student nurses coming into the profession?
Well, I think that healthcare is becoming more complex. Patients are coming into our system with multiple comorbidities. They're not coming in with one problem where you can focus your attention on that one problem. You're having to manage the whole person. You know, as we move further and further into the age of the baby boomers, I think that we're going to continue to see those numbers increase. In addition to how complex the patients are and their comorbidities, the patients and families themselves have access to so much information. You know, a lot of times they're coming into the hospital, they have their laptop open, you know, and they're already telling you what they think the issue is. And you know, part of what we do as a nurse, and that's any nurse who's interacting with them, is help them to understand the information and to understand that, you know, reading, you know, one article or watching one television show is not, you know, an appropriate diagnosis. And also to give them confidence in their team and, you know, that it's okay to have that information. It's okay to have that access and help them to go to sites that provide, you know, true medical information and not a sales website or something along those lines. You know, as far as the clinical nurse leaders, I think that in addition to the patients and families, our role is also in helping the multidisciplinary team by being able to aid in communication, facilitating that care in order to make sure that, you know, we're providing the most appropriate care, but also the most cost-effective care for the person, for the individual, for the facility, and, you know, looking at our country as a whole, how can we spend those healthcare dollars where we're getting the most out of it?
Make sure you check out the entire November 2013 issue of Nursing Notes, where we examine the role of clinical nurse leaders around the country. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com, and don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, bringing you a panel discussion on clinical nurse leaders and clinical nurse specialists with Nina Swan, a clinical nurse leader at Iredell Memorial Hospital in North Carolina, Kathy Coleman, clinical nurse leader and adjunct professor at University of San Francisco's School of Nursing and Health Professionals, and Peggy Barksdale, a clinical nurse specialist and vice president of the National Association of Clinical Nurse Specialists. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.